Iowa Falls, W228 P. Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Republican presidential race is shifting. Chris Christie says he's suspending his campaign. Analyst Larry Sabato.
The old Republican Party was more open to somebody like Chris Christie. The new Trump Republican Party views him as the enemy.
Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York is set to conclude with closing arguments today. The state is seeking more than $300 million in penalties from Trump for overstating his net worth. In Los Angeles, Hunter Biden will be in court today to face tax evasion charges. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
It's the first time the judge will be with the government and the defense, so it's a chance to create a roadmap for the filing of the motions and even discuss a potential trial date.
New England's Patriot head coach Bill Belichick, one of the most successful coaches in NFL history, will leave the team today after 24 seasons and six Super Bowl titles. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is bracing for its second big snowstorm this week. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch starting tomorrow morning through Saturday morning. Some places can expect 6 inches of blowing and drifting snow. A task force created last summer is introducing 11 bills to fight human trafficking in Wisconsin. State Representative Jody Emerson is a co-chair of the Assembly Speaker's panel with a message for human trafficking victims.
The crime that you were a victim of does not define your life. It is one short chapter in the story that is you. And I think it is our job to make sure that we have the tools available to get them to a better and whole life.
The current legislative session ends in a few weeks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire man is facing a maximum of 80 years in prison after being charged for allegedly distributing meth. Following a joint investigation by the DOJ, DEA, West Central Drug Task Force, and agencies in Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Clark counties, Joshua Reedy was indicted on the federal charges. If convicted, Reedy faces a minimum sentence of 5 years in prison and a maximum of 80 years. He was previously sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for being a felon in possession of guns, a knife, and a bulletproof vest. A Wisconsin judge has ruled that the use of vans for in-person absentee voting is not fair and violates election law. Judge Eugene Gassier-Kawitz ruled that even though the Wisconsin Elections Commission argued that there was no state statute prohibiting the practice, that doesn't mean mobile absentee ballot sites conform to procedures specified in election laws. He also noted that a study using historical data found that the locations of the absentee ballot sites afforded an advantage to Democratic candidates. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Packers getting ready for the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, preparing to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Running back Aaron Jones missed games this year due to a hamstring injury, followed by a sprained MCL. At age 29, is he concerned about his future with the team?
Nah, I mean, we're in a playoff run, so this is where I want to be, so I don't see why I would be thinking about that. I have another year under contract, so how can we get the job done in Dallas?
After losing to the Packers for the 10th time in a row, the Chicago Bears have fired their offensive coaching staff, including coordinator and former Packer assistant Luke Getsy. After 2 years, Matt Eberflus remains head coach. College basketball, Marquette losing at home, 69-62 to Butler. The Badgers with a win at Ohio State, 71-62. Head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. I mean, we took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We We are keeping an eye on a winter storm system that has the potential to bring several inches of snow from tonight through Friday into Friday night, followed by strong wind and blowing snow late Friday, Friday night into Saturday. Stay tuned for updates. Today, some fog, clouds, 26. Snow starts tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is
a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop it. Right on.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I wasn't expecting this extra snow, but I made it here. How are you, Earl?
Right. Well, the real snow is coming tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, they're talking 6 to 10 inches. In some places, you know, I hope, you know, the news, I mean, the weather people are wrong. Like they were Monday, I guess it was two, whenever it was, we got that other snow. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm hoping they're wrong, but I don't think they're going to be wrong. Cause Calvin would always say Mother Nature
never forgets.
She never forgets. And so we either get it now or we'll be getting it in April. So give it to us now and she'll catch up and all will be right with the world. But anyway, I want to do something different today. And as we move towards the end of this month, and Monday is Dr. King's holiday. Let me first begin by saying that I don't think people have any idea of who Dr. King was. And he was as instrumental in my life as any human being ever could be. My dad certainly was instrumental in my life. He was married to my mom for 66 years. They raised 13 children. So my dad certainly was very instrumental in my life. But the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King is still instrumental in my life today as well. I was 14 years old when Dr. King was assassinated. But during those years that I was able to hear him speak and see him move, it impacted my life and continues to impact my life. And, you know, his holiday is going to be coming up, but I want to talk a little bit about who he was, and then we're going to play some speeches. The I Have a Dream speech is basically the only speech that people play when they talk about Dr. King. And they do a disservice to who he was, the impact he had on the world. Not the impact he had on black people. Not the impact he had on Christians. Not the impact that he had on Americans. But the impact that he had on the world. So Dr. King, for 13 years, you know, he was involved with the civil rights movement from December 1955 through April 1968. And he achieved more genuine progress towards racial equality in America than anyone did in the prior 350 years. Let me repeat that. Dr. King's 13 years of involvement in the civil rights struggle in America, you know, bared more fruit than anyone else did in the first 350, in the previous 350 years in the nation. He was a Christian minister. He believed in, you know, the teachings of Jesus Christ, Mahatma Gandhi. Dr. King led a nonviolent movement in the 1950s and the 1960s. And while others were, you know, demanding our freedom by any means necessary, Dr. King led a nonviolent resistance, promoted grassroots organizing and civil disobedience to achieve what was almost considered to be impossible goals. You know, he went on to lead other campaigns outside of the civil rights campaign. You know, poverty, campaigns against poverty, international conflict. And he was always maintaining his principles that men and women everywhere, regardless of their creed, are equal members of the human family. Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, he wound up winning the Nobel Peace Prize. His lecture and his letter from a Birmingham jail are among the most reverend orations and writings in the English language. Let me do this. Let's go to John from Bowles. Good morning to you, John. How you doing? You say what, sir?
I have a deep amount of respect for your show, and it's starting to become one of my favorite shows because of you talking about the good people balancing against the bad people. Well, we know that Martin Luther is on the good side, but the young Nazi right is on the bad side. And it's a balancing act us Americans have, right?
Yes, sir.
We all like to hear good news. Well, wait a minute. We all like to hear good news. Just we open up a pretty coffee table book, like a art book, and just open it up to page 175, and you'll get some good news today.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, John. I appreciate it. Let me get to this, okay? So, you know, some of the most important achievements Dr. King had in his very short life. He lived to be 39. You know, I always say when I go back to where I was at 39 and then add another 30 years to that, there's certainly been a lot of evolution in my life from the time I was 39. I could only imagine the evolution that would have occurred had Dr. King lived beyond his 39 years. In 1955, he was recruited to serve as spokesman for the Montgomery bus boycott, and this was an organized effort where black people in Montgomery, Alabama, were not allowed to ride in the front of the bus. They were forced and relegated to ride in the back of the bus. And so black people marched for 381 days. It wasn't so much march. They refused to ride the buses. 381 straight days to send a message that they were equal and deserved equal treatment in America, something that the Constitution was supposed to protect and something that the Bill of Rights failed to protect. In 1957, Dr. King was elected president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, an organization designed to provide new leadership for the now burgeoning civil rights movement. He would serve as head of the SCLC until his assassination in 1968, a period during which he would emerge as the most important social leader of modern American civil rights movement. In 1963, he led a coalition of numerous civil rights groups in a nonviolent campaign aimed at Birmingham, Alabama, which at the time was described as the most segregated city in America. The subsequent brutality of the city's police, illustrated most vividly by television images of young blacks being assaulted by dogs and water hoses, led to a national outrage, resulting in a push for unprecedented civil rights legislation. It was during this campaign that Dr. King drafted the letter from a Birmingham jail, which we're going to play before this month is out, the manifesto of Dr. King's philosophy and tactics, which is today required reading in universities worldwide. Later in 1963, Dr. King was one of the driving forces behind the March for Jobs and Freedom, more commonly known as the March on Washington, which drew over 250,000 people to the National Mall. It was at this march that Dr. King delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech, which cemented his status as a social change leader and helped inspire the nation to act on civil rights. Dr. King was later named Time Magazine's Man of the Year. 1964, at 35 years old, Dr. Martin Luther King became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. He accepted his acceptance speech in Oslo is thought to be by many among the most powerful remarks ever delivered at an event. We're going to hear that speech as well in the coming days, climaxing at one point with the oft-quoted phrase, "I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. This is why the right temporarily defeated is strong. This is why right temporarily defeated is stronger than the evil triumphant." In 1964, partly due to the March on Washington, Congress passed the landmark Civil Rights Act, essentially eliminating legalized racial segregation in the United States. The legislature made it illegal to discriminate against blacks or other minorities in hiring, public accommodations, education, or transportation areas, which at the time were still very segregated in many places. The next year, 1965, Congress went on to pass the Voting Rights Act, which was an equally important set of laws that eliminated the remaining barriers to voting for African Americans who, in some locales, had been almost completely disenfranchised. This legislation resulted directly from the Selma to Montgomery March for Voting Rights led by Dr. King. When we come back, we're going to hear the beginnings of what I think is one of the greatest speeches Dr. King ever had. I made the three evils of the society. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
.5 The Tap.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. We're gonna play in its entirety the three evils of the society, the speech that Dr. King wrote. And I just want to say, Dr. King is the only non-president that's ever been awarded a holiday. This is the impact of who Dr. King was, the only non-president to ever be given a special day. That's who he was. And so, Calvin, if you will be so kind enough to begin the three evils of the society by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
Mr. Chairman, friends and brothers in this first gathering of the National Conference on New Politics, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me in the back? I don't know if the Klan is in here tonight or not with all the trouble we're having with these microphones. And seldom, if ever, we're still working with it. As I was about to say, seldom, if ever, has such a diverse and a truly ecumenical gathering convened under the aegis of politics in our nation. And I want to commend the leadership of the National Conference on New Politics for all of the great work that they have done in making this significant convention possible. Indeed, by our very nature, we affirm that something new is taking place on the American political horizon. We have come here from the dusty plantations of the Deep South and the depressing ghettos of the North. We have come from the great universities and the flourishing suburbs. We have come from Appalachian poverty.
We live for the moment.
All right, so while we're getting that together.
Conscience-stricken wealth.
All right.
But we have come. And we have come here because we shared a common concern for the moral health of our nation. We have come because our eyes have seen through the superficial glory and glitter of our society and observed the coming of judgment. Like the prophet of old, we have read the handwriting on the wall. We have seen our nation weighed in the balance of history and found wanting. We have come because we see this as a dark hour in the affairs of men. For most of us, this is a new mood. We are traditionally the idealists. We are the marchers from Mississippi and Selma and Washington, who staked our lives on the American dream during the first half of this decade. Many assemble here campaigned assiduously for Lyndon Johnson in 1964 because we could not stand idly by and watch our nation contaminated by the 18th century policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe that Southerners could be reconstructed in the constitutional image. We were the dreamers of a dream. That dark yesterdays of man's inhumanity to man would soon be transformed into bright tomorrows of justice. Now it is hard to escape the disillusionment of betrayal. Our hopes have been blasted and our dreams have been shattered. The promise of a great society was shipwrecked off the coast of Asia on the dreadful peninsula of Vietnam. The poor black and white, are still perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. What happens to a dream deferred? It leads to bewildering frustration and corroding bitterness. I came to see this in a personal experience here in Chicago last summer. And all the speaking that I have done in the United States before varied audiences, including some hostile whites, the only time that I have ever been booed was one night in our regular weekly mass meeting by some angry young men of our movement. I went home that night with an ugly feeling. Selfishly, I thought of my sufferings and sacrifices over the last 12 years. Why would they boo one so close to them? But as I lay awake thinking, I finally came to myself, and I could not for the life of me have less in patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I and others like me had held out a radiant.
So we're going to take a short hiatus. This speech, The Three Evils of the Society, was in given in 1967. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, The Three Evils of the Society, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Burlington man wants Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker recalled. Matthew Snorick has filed a recall notice against Robin Voss for not pushing to impeach Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. He'd need thousands of petition signatures to be successful. A new report shows the 25 S&P 500 companies with the highest paid CEOs perform worse than average. Rosanna Landis Weaver is a shareholder advocate.
We look at a period of history when America was a leader in creating solid middle-class jobs, but also industry growth. Companies plowed back any excess money into the company.
Shareholders can vote against CEO pay packages, and some companies have reformed their practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The trial of a Boyd man to determine if he was responsible by mental disease or defect for a stabbing and standoff in 2021 is set to be held this month. On Wednesday, Adam Langowitz entered a no-contest plea to a reduced charge of reckless injury after being originally charged with attempted homicide. Langowitz was accused of entering his neighbor's home and threatening to kill them, stabbing a man, and fleeing. He was then involved in a four-hour standoff with police, ending with Langowitz setting his own house on fire. One person is dead following a Tuesday night crash in Barron County. According to Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald, the accident occurred around 7 p.m. on County Road W and 18th Street. Two pickup trucks collided when one of the drivers failed to stop at a stop sign on 18th Street as the other driver was going east on County Road W. The trucks ended up in a field off the road with one engulfed in flames and the other overturned. The driver who ran the stop sign was pronounced deceased at the scene. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Packers getting ready for the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, preparing to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Running back Aaron Jones missed games this year due to a hamstring injury, followed by a sprained MCL. At age 29, is he concerned about his future with the team?
Nah, I mean, we're in a playoff run, so this is where I want to be, so I don't see why I would be thinking about that. I have another year under contract, so how can we get the job done in Dallas?
After losing to the Packers for the 10th time in a row, the Chicago Bears have fired their offensive coaching staff, including coordinator and former Packer assistant Luke Getsy. After 2 years, Matt Eberflus remains head coach. College basketball, Marquette losing at home, 69-62 to Butler. The Badgers with a win at Ohio State, 71-62. Head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. I mean, we took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on a winter storm system that has the potential to bring several inches of snow from tonight through Friday into Friday night, followed by strong wind and blowing snow late Friday, Friday night into Saturday. Stay tuned for updates. Today, some fog, clouds, 26. Snow starts tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Bang, bang, baby.
I remember
when
special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Monday is Dr. King's holiday, and so I wanted to take some time out, not just today, but as we, you know, wind down the month of January, I'm going to introduce Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King to many of you who only knew about the I Have a Dream speech. Now, the I Have a Dream speech was made in 1963. This particular speech, The Three Evils of the Society, was 4 years later when Dr. King realized that that dream that he had become a nightmare. So as we keep hearing people play I Have a Dream, it's easy to play that. But when Dr. King was alive and moving, Dr. King received death threats, hundreds and thousands of death threats each year. And, you know, he had heavily burdened as he was doing the things he was doing, knowing that death was around the corner. Let's go back to The Three Evils of the Society, Calvin, if you be so kind.
And I could not for the life of me have less in patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I and others like me had held out radiant promises of progress. I had preached to them about my dream. I had lectured to them about the not too distant day when they would have freedom all here now. Amen. I had urged them to have faith in America and in white society. Their hopes had soared. They were now booing me because they felt that we were unable to deliver on our promises. They were booing because we had urged them to have faith in people who had too often proved to be unfaithful. They were now hostile because they were watching the dream that they had so readily accepted turn into a frustrating nightmare. This situation is all the more ominous in view of the rising expectations of men the world over. The deep rumblings that we hear today, the rumbling of discontent, is the thunder of disinherited masses rising from dungeons of oppression to the bright hills of freedom. All over the world, like a fever, freedom is spreading in the widest liberation movement in history. The great masses of people are determined to end the exploitation of their races and lands. And in one majestic chorus, they are singing in the words of our freedom song, "Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around." And so the collision course is set. The people cry for freedom, and the Congress attempts to legislate repression. Millions, yes, billions, are appropriated for mass murder. But the most meager pittance of foreign aid for international development is crushed in the surge of reaction. Unemployment rages at a major depression level in the black ghettos, but the bipartisan response is an anti-riot bill rather than a serious poverty program. The modest proposals for model cities, rent supplement, and rat control, pitiful as they were to begin with, get caught in the maze of congressional inaction. And I submit to you tonight that a Congress that proves to be more anti-Negro than anti-rat needs to be dismissed.
It seems that our legislative assemblies have adopted Nero as their patron saint and are bent on fiddling while our cities burn. Even when the people persist and in the face of great obstacles develop indigenous leadership and self-help approaches to their problems, and finally tread the forest of bureaucracy to obtain existing government funds, the corrupt political order seeks to crush even this beginning of hope. The case of CDGM in Mississippi is the most publicized example, but it is a story repeated many times across our nation. Our own experience here in Chicago is especially painfully present. After an enthusiastic approval by HEW's Department of Adult Education, SCLC began an adult literacy project to aid 1,000 young men and women who have been pushed out of overcrowded ghetto schools in obtaining basically literacy skills prerequisite to receiving jobs. We had an agreement with A&P Stores for 750 jobs through SCLC's job program, Operation Breadbasket, and had recruited over 500 pupils the first week. At that point, Congressman Kuchinski and the Daily Machine intervened and demanded that Washington cut off our funds or channel them through the machine-controlled poverty program in Chicago. Now we have no problem with administrative supervision, but we do have a desire to be independent of machine control and the Democratic Party patronage network. For this desire for a politically independent approach to the needs of our brothers, our funds are being stopped as of September 15th, and a very meaningful program discontinued. Yes, the hour is dark. Evil comes forth in the guise of good. It is a time of double talk when men in high places have a high blood pressure of deceptive rhetoric and an anemia of concrete performance. We crowd against welfare handouts to the poor, but generously approve an oil depletion allowance to make the rich richer. Six Mississippi plantations receive more than $1 million a year not to plant cotton, but no provision is made to feed the tenant farmer who is put out of work by the government subsidy. Crowning achievement in hypocrisy must go to those staunch Republicans and Democrats of the Midwest and West who were given land by our government when they came here as immigrants from Europe. They were given education through the land-grant colleges. They were provided with agricultural agents to keep them abreast of farming trends. They were granted low-interest loans to aid in the mechanization of their farms. And now that they have succeeded in becoming successful, they are paid not to farm. And these are the same people who now say to black people whose ancestors were brought to this country in chains and who were emancipated in 1863 without being given land to cultivate or bread to eat, that they must pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. What they truly advocate is socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor. I wish that I could say that this is just a passing phase in the cycle of our nation's life. Certainly times of war, times of reaction throughout the society. But I suspect that we are now experiencing the coming to the surface of a triple-pronged sickness that has been lurking within our body politic from its very beginning.
All right. So, if you're just joining us, what you are hearing is Reverend Dr. King, Martin Luther King's, one of his great speeches. We're going to hear a plethora of them in the coming days and weeks on the Earl Ingram Show. This one is called The Three Evils of the Society. And so after we take a short hiatus, I want you to really kind of listen intently to the three evils and what they are. And you, if you close your eyes, you could be talking about today. You clearly could be talking about today. At this point in this speech, Dr. King had left the South and moved to the North. He had moved to Chicago. The majority of his life was spent in the South. And so he believed, like many others, that the North was something altogether different than the South. And, you know, based on the Civil War and all of the things that people were led to believe, that people in the North were completely different than those in the South. But when he moved to Chicago and he found out, he experienced even worse bigotry and hatred in the North, in the northern cities of our nation back in those days in 1967. And again, all of those things contrast with my life. And at the time of this particular speech, I was 13 years old, living in Milwaukee, living in Wisconsin, one of the most segregated states in all the United States then, as it still is today. And so we really have to, well, this is the reason why when you hear people talk about doing away with history, you just shudder. Some of us shudder because to do away with the history of what our nation was and is a major mistake. You know, that can't be accepted. 844-967-2789, a special edition of the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
SaveIt.org, a message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The
very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. If you're just joining us again, you know, as Dr. King's holiday approaches on this Monday, I can't help but spend some time educating people into who this man really was. And you can't define him by a holiday. It is certainly, you know, doesn't come close to the impact that this man had on the world. And so we're going to take some time out to go over excerpts and from some of his speeches. There are far too many to give to you. But he did all of these things inside of 39 years of age. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Oh, good morning. You're bringing me back to my youth. And I remember his speeches, and I remember him. I can't even tell you how he affected my life. But I know at the time I lived in Wisconsin, I've always lived in Wisconsin, and this is the most segregated state there ever was. They did not show bigotry in front of a person, but behind doors, it was running rampant. And you have to remember, we had redlining in this state. We had the sundown law. We had segregation. We segregated our schools. And when in 1968, when they desegregated the schools, there was so much white flight out to Menominee Falls, Germantown, Mayville, you name it. And it was terrible. But the people who remained and who believed in the speeches of Martin Luther King stayed and tried to make particularly Milwaukee, a better city. And we strived for that love of our neighbors.
You know, Susan, I'm going to have in the studio Pastor Joel Elwinger. Pastor Joel Elwinger marched with Dr. King. He's one of the few that still left. And so he's in the city of Milwaukee. He's a good friend of mine. And we're going to have Pastor Elwinger come in and from his experiences, walking right next to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Nobody can talk about that man any better than Pastor Joel Elwinger. We'll have him on next week. Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Let's go back to the three evils of the society as he now focuses, Dr. King focuses on what those three evils are. Go ahead, Calvin. Thank you.
To the surface of a triple-pronged sickness that has been lurking within our body politic from its very beginning. That is the sickness of racism, excessive materialism, and militarism. Not only is this our nation's dilemma, it is the plague of Western civilization. As early as 1906, W.E.B. Du Bois prophesied that the problem of the 20th century will be the problem of the color line. Now, as we stand two-thirds into this crucial period of history, we know full well that racism is still that hound of hell which dogs the tracks of our civilization. Ever since the birth of our nation, white America has had a schizophrenic personality on the question of race. She has been torn between selves, a self in which she proudly professed the great principles of democracy, and a self in which she madly practiced the antithesis of democracy. This tragic duality has produced a strange indecisiveness and ambivalence toward the Negro, causing America to take a step backward simultaneously with every step forward on the question of racial justice.
to be at once attracted to the Negro and repelled by him, to love and to hate him. And there has never been a solid, unified, and determined thrust to make justice a reality for Afro-Americans. The step backward has a new name today. It is called the white backlash. But the white backlash is nothing new. It is the surfacing of old prejudices, hostilities, and ambivalences that have always been there. It was caused neither by the cry of black power, nor by the unfortunate recent wave of riots in our cities. The white backlash of today is rooted in the same problem that has characterized America ever since the black man landed in chains on the shores of this nation.
All right, we're going to take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789 is the number. This is Dr. King's, one of his greatest speeches, I believe, The Three Evils of the Society in 1967. We'll be back shortly.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap, the civic media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A last